Hey folks, I'm Music Gunsay Zara Turner. Today I'm going to be talking about the music of Encanto. A quick disclaimer, this episode has a lot of teasers, so if you haven't watched the movie and you don't want that, please go check out the movie and then come back. Now that we've got that clear, let's jump right in. So today, we're diving into the soundtrack of the new Disney movie, Encanto. And I have to say, this is the best musical I've ever seen. I normally don't like musicals because that they sing every 2 seconds. But I decided to give this one a chance because of the good ratings of how it blew up. And also, I have to say, it's an amazing movie, and you should definitely check it out. I would recommend. Now, without further ado, let's get into it. So the opening song is the family madrigal. It's basically Mirabel talking about her family, all of the different members. I feel like it's a great opening song, though I wouldn't hear it on repeat. It's not my style, so I would give it an 8 out of 10 just because it has good music, it has good lyrics, and it has great production. Next up is Waiting on a Miracle. This is basically Mirabel's song, but she talks about feeling left out by the family because of her not having a gift and everything. So I give this an 8 out of 10 because as the previous one, I'm not going to be putting this on repeat. It's just not my style. Again, Surface Pressure. Surface Pressure is Luisa's song. If you don't remember who Luisa is, she's the strong one, she's the big one. And Surface Pressure is one of the two best songs on this soundtrack, in my opinion. And Surface Pressure is the most electronic Disney song I've ever heard. It has relatable lyrics. It's about how pressure builds up. It's about Luisa being, you know, pressured by her abuela and, you know, everything. So it's really, really poppy. It's really, really relatable. That's why I love it. Next up is We Don't Talk About Bruno. So this song is the one that has been blowing up, and I personally get why. Because it's so diverse, and the last part really, really grooves. You know, it's just, you would never imagine a Disney character rapping in the middle of a song like that. And I have to say, the voice actors did a pretty good job, especially Camilo's, because in this song particularly, there was a lot of voice, swerves, which were really, really hard to do. So I'm glad that they got the right cast. And so We Don't Talk About Bruno, the last part really, really hits hard is when they mix all of the different parts together, and you know, it's just incredible. I give this a 10 out of 10. Next up is What Else Can I Do? What Else Can I Do is Isabella's song about how she finds that she can make cactuses, not just flowers. And What Else Can I Do really, really represents that. I feel like it also resembles a lot of How Far I'll Go. It has a similar lyrical concept, and I love the song, so I'll give this a 10 out of 10. Dos Oruguitas is like the ballad of them all. It is this beautiful song. It's really, really slow. It's really, really stripped back. and it's basically a song that's played in the background in that scene where Mirabel and Abuela go back in time, check out where it all happened and everything. And next up is All of You. All of You is basically it's not the ending song, but it is you know, the song where they all build the house again, and it really represents that you're not just your gift, you're more than that. Okay, so everything aside, I give this a 9 out of 10. The last song on this soundtrack is Colombia Mi Encanto. This is the most fun song. This is the most, I feel like, aesthetically Colombian song, and it's really, really fun. So I'll give this a 10 out of 10. Now let's check out my ranking. In first place is Surface Pressure and We Don't Talk About Bruno. Second is What Else Can I Do and Dos Oruguitas. In third place, there's All of You and Colombia Mi Encanto. Fourth place is The Family Madrigal. And fifth place is Waiting on a Miracle. Enjoyed today's episode. Please be sure to follow, favorite, or subscribe according to your listening platform so you can get more episodes like this. And if you're on Spotify, please be sure to rate my podcast, turn on the notifications, and reply to the statement down below. With that being said, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Wednesday.